One thing we hear on NPR that we hear almost nowhere else in quite the same way is the revealing sound of a voice.
A lot of things are moving in the right
direction. Might be the Secretary of State or a person on the street.
How do you have to know this? You're a police officer.
But in this collection, we feature voices of a different sort. Primal and musical, full of mystery and meaning. Birds fascinate us. Why do they sing? What do they sing? Where do they live? What do they do when we're not around? You'll find some extraordinary stories here. Hummingbirds who return to say hello to their adopted human mother. Jealous lady ant birds and their resourceful mates. Yellow-throated warblers blown off course on the streets of Chicago. These stories tell us a lot about birds. And those of us who do the watching. Commentator Julie Zicafus rescues birds in distress as a licensed wildlife rehabilitator. It's a hands-on job requiring skill and patience and the occasional high-tech gadget.
When a cascade of twigs, leaves, and rootlets appeared on the elbow of our downspout, I watched to see a little brown wren trying to make a great wad of nesting material stay on the slippery metal. I caught the bird's eye. "Wait right here. I'm going to help you." I ran to the garage, grabbed a little copper bucket, some wire, and a stepladder. I climbed the ladder, wired the bucket up under the eave, placed the nesting material in the little pail, and climbed down the ladder. The wren perched on the gutter just a few feet away, watching. Before I got the ladder folded, the wren appeared with a bill full of moss and put it in its new home. By nightfall, the nest was nearly complete. Since that day, 5 years ago, 30 or more baby Carolina wrens have been raised in the copper pail, and we've watched the fledglings flutter out time and time again, adding motion and music to our lives.